And we want to hear next from Dr. Jonathan Clark. He's a flight surgeon at NASA, and he was married to Laurel Clark, one of the astronauts who died on the shuttle Columbia. Dr. Clark joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
First, I just want to clarify one point. You are still a NASA employee, and we actually reached you through NASA. Have they in any way restricted what you say or told you what to say?
Oh, no. They want people to be candid, especially now more so than ever. I work in the space program, and I almost consider this part of my job is to talk about human space flight, and sometimes you have consequences like this, and so this is kind of my telling the story of what my wife did and what her, you know, love for space was all about.
You know, I've talked a lot to crash investigators over the years and talked to them about the impersonal way that they have to go about their business in order to get their job done, the way that they have to look at pieces of wreckage. And forgive me for bringing this up, but that must have been difficult for you to go and look at that same wreckage.
First of all, I mean, in the military, I had worked aircraft mishap investigations, including the really gruesome part, you know, recovering remains and doing the investigation where you're trying to compile what happened and identify the causal factors and learn from the lessons that everything is telling you. So it was not new to me to see wreckage and to see the aftermath of that. It was in some ways a kind of a point of closure because I could use this, you know, to help process what happened. So it was a very precious time. I didn't get all choked up or emotional about it. I felt very, very close being near the wreckage, especially the crew compartment, you know, the pieces of that. So it was not at all a sorrowful event. It was really one more of just reverence and I think luck that I could even be there, because it would have been just as likely that that thing could have broken up over the Gulf of Mexico and very little would have been recovered. So I look at those little positive things that allowed us to find out what happened because they were able to so successfully recover things.
What questions remain in your mind about the crash or about the behavior of the space agency?
Well, you know, there'll always be some questions about what happened, you know, in the final moments of the crew. It's far more speculative than anything. And I think, I know I had early thoughts about how long the crew survived after the initial loss of signal, and just based on, you know, some of my understanding of the mechanics of that high altitude reentry process, I knew that they probably had still survived even after the signal was lost. I like to think at the last moment that as the crew realized that this was, you know, quite a predicament, that my wife probably reached over and grabbed Casey's hand, and that was over. And it was over just like that.
Casey.
Yeah, Casey Kalpnachawa, who was sitting in the middle seat between the pilot and commander.
Do you blame anyone in particular for what happened?
No. I think blame is something you do to a terrorist who flies an airplane into a building or some malicious, evil act. This is the consequence of many different people who all shared in that goal of getting the job done and just made some miscalculations along the way. Some of them were pretty significant, and I think they will live with that. Unfortunately, that will carry with them forever. And I feel truly, deeply sorry for those folks who were involved in some of the decisions about what to do and not to do. But no, I don't blame anybody.
Jonathan Clark is a flight surgeon at NASA and the husband of Laurel Clark, one of the astronauts who died in the Shuttle Columbia disaster. Dr. Clark, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Sure, my pleasure.